This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. The Associated Press has called two more Chicago school board races. Independent candidates won their bids in districts 9 and 10 on the southwest and south sides. Rapper and songwriter Che Rhymefest Smith will represent District 10, and retired school psychologist Therese Boyle was elected in District 9. The AP still has not called the race in Northside District 1 in favor of educator Jennifer Custer, but her opponent has conceded. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's proposed budget includes an increase for the city's Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. My colleague Courtney Kippers reports the mayor proposes nearly 11% more for DCASE next year. The money would come mostly from the special events and hotel tax. Commissioner Clinny Hedspeth said in a budget hearing today that the dollars are needed to support individual artists while keeping up with rising event costs. And COVID recovery dollars are drying up.
To maintain special events and festivals, and then also recognizing that because ARPA funds are being spent down and already allocated, that the need to support artists is there. So that's where it's coming from, the increase.
Some alderpersons say they want DCASE to bring in more money for the city. After months of a polarizing campaign season, some parents are now working through how to talk to their children about the election results. Dr. Louis Krause is the head of child and adolescent psychiatry at Rush University Medical Center. He says it's important that parents explain the democratic process to their children, and parents should be supportive of their children's feelings. That's especially true for vulnerable groups like transgender children.
Parents need to allow their kids to talk about what their fears, what their concerns, what their worries are. Sometimes it goes beyond what they can do, and they have to make sure that these kids, you know, have someone that they can talk to.
Krause says young children shouldn't be overexposed to news. And parents of teenage children should be paying attention to the content their children are consuming on social media. A Chicago public school in the city's Ukrainian Village neighborhood has a new name. Columbus Elementary is now known as Ruth Bader Ginsburg Elementary School. In a statement, the head of CPS of the school committee chose to honor the U.S. Supreme Court justice because she advocated for the rights of the disenfranchised. The school's principal said Ginsburg's Ukrainian heritage matched that of many of their students. This is one of three school names changed this year to emphasize diversity and inclusion. Weather for today, sunny, highs in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, clear, lows in the low 40s. Going to see some sun on Saturday, highs in the 50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.